I'm very happy.
You will be happy.
Yes. And also, Haridas is coming today to you to see.
I called him. Yes. He must see.
Yes, he will. We rang up.
I want to make him on well. My duty is that. My job is to make anyone who has been dislocated or disrail.
This is a fine envoy to put Harinam from you. So he just came 2 days ago, saw your first time. But now it's everything quickly.
Very cool again.
They may come with Krishna for Leela. Some give from Shankarshan in Dwarka, first Chaturvyuh. Oh, so many jivas coming from that Baldev, but Baldev Shankarshan. And they are serving Dwarka by Kundi. And some coming from Mahashankarshan in Vaikuntha, serving Nisinghadev, Lord Narayan and Ram and others. And then all are liberated. They don't know what is world. And after that, the manifestation of Mahasankarsan is Karna Vishai Vishnu in marginal line. From there, who comes from him, oh, they are liberated only. We are among. There is no proof that Jeev has come from Goloka. There is no example.
The example is being given, Maharaj,
never.
That we are free from false ego up there, but still we have our free will. Because of our
free will, we
can choose.
Because there is no Maya, only Yogamaya.
I understand what you're saying.
But Yogamaya will not give chance to go down.
Even if that means she
never.
Absurd.
Absurd. If it may be that Krishna may be die, it may be, but Jiva has not come from
here. So it means that Yoga Maya will not allow the Jiva to have that free will to go anywhere?
No. There is free will to serve Krishna, not to come in Maya.
Oh, so he's not allowed?
No.
They don't misuse the free will.
So it's
the kind of,
even if I want to.
If it is so, then Radhika is too free. She may come down. May come down.
Yes.
All the gopis may come down. Yeah. Is there an example in Shastra?
No.
You should follow Jiva Goswami. And see that what Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Baldev Vidya Bhushan and all. And what is telling Brahma in his Brahma Sanghita? What is written in Bhagavatam?
So it is absurd. It cannot.
I can show you. If Shyamarani is there,
I'm here.
He has quoted all the.
I can show you.
He can show you all the proof from Swamiji that he has written that Jiva has not come from the group. He will show you. So many.
Because that's the controversy going on.
Not controversy, but there is misunderstanding.
That's
no controversy.
Misunderstanding. Because I wrote a whole book like that thick.
All
about that we can come from there.
Because translation and all these things had been done by ISKCON devotees.
GBC.
And they have all like
falling
that.
Down.
No, they're still there. Jaya Pataka was in a...
But he cannot know what is the thing. Jaya Pataka, I know. He never chants and he never reads any book. More than you.
Yeah.
And I know more than anyone in this whole world. Swamiji. No? Swamiji means Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, your guru. more than you, any of the ISKCON devotees, any one of this whole world. They used to know my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, but now they are not. So I know. I know him more than anyone in this world.
We have many God brothers.
I was mostly with him.
He was mostly with you.
And now his God brothers all gone to Golok Vrindavan. None is here. Only one or two, but now they
Puri
are.
Puri Maharaj, I think it's called. Puri Maharaj.
Puri Maharaj, but he was never with Bhaktivedanta Swami. Swami. Never. I was for so many years and years. From 1946 up till now I am.
46.
What is your age?
I'm going to be 50.
50. Then, at that time you were only baby of
not 40. Born.
Yes, yes, and I was born 53.
Thank you. How are you? Okay?
Very good.
Gurudev, I have some rupees for you. One boy in Delhi who was on the street and he was talking to me and I showed him your picture and he said that he met you in Mawulambar 5 years ago and he was leaving on the plane that night and he opened his wallet, and he said that this is all the money I have, please give it to your Guru Maharaj, so it's 60 rupees for you. He remembers you from 5 years ago.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You are disciple of?
Now I am disciple of you.
Yes. He's disciple myself. Prominency of your name. You are preaching?
Not, I am most chanting. I'm
not preaching?
I'm stupid.
If you will preach, then you will advance. If not preaching, nothing will come. No? This is a business in rotation. If no preaching, no gain. New things will not come. So try to preach.
Yes.
What you are hearing here, or speak to you.
Yes.
From where you are?
Germany.
Can you jump from air, from plane up?
Parachute.
No, you should try. By umbrella you should jump.
Why Gurudev? Why? Eh?
Because Germans are very. I like Germans.
And we like you.
Oh, Germans are more powerful than you.
Never.
Oh, there are, you can see so any German?
Oh.
Very strong.
And yeah, we will also be very ready in China.
What?
They will also be very, and they will also be many.
Can you understand?
Many in China.
Many in China.
They will come.
They will come.
Where?
In China.
When he's in China?
No.
I hope he can be China.
Oh,
she's inviting you to China.
I was in Hong Kong.
It was in Hong Kong.
And I fled by aeroplane or through China. But never went.
Never went.
If you organize something, you might.
Because they will not allow this.
The stress, yeah.
They fear that, everywhere they have bomb. So they don't allow.
Spiritual bombs.
Frame bombs.
Tamal Krishna used to go, but in his black dress.
Maybe we can disguise ourselves.
What? Pardon me.
They can put on a disguise and preach in that way.
I think Bhakti Sar went this year too, but he changed dress to get
dress change.
Yes.
we can have the same wine, but in different bottles.
At first, I know in China there are so many religious persons, very good persons, very humble. But only the controller, government controller, they are very bad.
My word.
But general person are very simple, very generous, and very good. I know so many.
I know a few.
Thank you.
Srila Gurudev, this is Benjamin. He came, he saw you last year here, and then he saw you in Germany, in Ope. He is German. Now he's seen you here. He and Harinamananda and I were talking this morning, and we were talking about the use of psychotropic drugs like mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, to help one advance in spiritual life. He thinks this is helpful for his spiritual life.
It's my tamas.
Very well. My blessings to you. You should be happy. Understand?
Yes.
You should be happy in your life.
Should I take initiation by you, from you?
You have taken?
Not yet.
But can you give up? Eating meat, eggs, smoking, drugs? Can you?
Completely, 100%?
100, no. 120%.
Let me sleep over it, please.
Even not, you can smell.
Now he is feeling like these mushrooms, he as a spiritual experience for him. He doesn't want to give up.
Intoxication.
Intoxication.
Or not any kind.
So-called intoxication.
We can only be happy in our life if you are chanting and pure devotee. Without taking any drugs, any meat, eggs, smoking and other. They don't take anything. Even not a smell.
I know.
So you should be, and you will be happy. I am giving guarantee you, and whole responsibility I may take, that you must be happy.
Gurudev, my friend, she and her husband, they met you in Olpe, and they were so inspired. You were giving them the mantra they were repeating, but no name giving, just mantra. And she felt so inspired, and she could chant so much, and she was so happy. And then she visited her mother and stayed there 2 weeks, and everything was going down, and she's so sad, and she wants to have new inspiration and go on. And
you should help her.
But you can help her. I try, but it doesn't help.
What is the meaning of this?
Tilak.
No.
This Bindi.
What is the meaning?
She's married.
And I have a little child.
Where married?
Both and one.
He's not a child.
He's with a child.
So all are married, but they have no. Why you have? Especially?
No, I just like it.
She's beautiful.
You like. Like is not good. You should have love and affection and attachment for Krishna, Supreme Lord. Thank you. I cannot be a stand you.
She's afraid for the standard. So I'm just going to read you again how it starts out here. It says, text 15. Attachment to beholding the beautiful form of the deity is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So the way it's worded in English, it sounds like we're going to...
Translation of the slok where?
Underneath is a translation of the slok.
Translation or explanation?
This is translation of the slok. He is dark complexioned like a fresh rain cloud, and his yellow cloth, which defeats the splendor of gold,
shimmers against his body. His head is decorated with a peacock feather, and every part of his body is ornamented with designs that are drawn with various colored minerals. Sprigs of new leaves adorn his body, and around his neck is an enchanting forest flower garland of five colors. Dressed in this way, he appears as a fresh, youthful, expert dancer. He rests one hand upon his Sakka's shoulder, and with the other, he twirls a pastime lotus. His ears are decorated with earrings. Curly locks of hair splash against his cheeks, and his lotus face blossoms with a gentle smile.
Anything in doubt?
No, this is what...
This is what?
This is confusing.
No.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling
for us.
Yeah.
Not for Gopi. You don't understand. This is for Gopi.
It is not for Gopi. Right, I understand that because they're having direct darshan of Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, you should think like this, that how
Krishna is beautiful.
When we stand in front of the deity, then we should think like this.
Yes.
All right, well, that meaning doesn't come the way it's worded. All right, it was just confusing.
No confusion. Your mind is confused. We read it. We have done it.
Yes.
No confusion can. And you, once reading and confused. You are made of confusion. Always confusion from India I have seen. So many confusion. You wanted to be, think that Krishna is Supreme Lord.
In Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan.
But we don't admit. What we should we do?
Send me back to Praj.
Even a tree, even a creeper, even a worm of Vrindavan, they will reject this idea that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Never. They are joking with Krishna, oh, you are God. In this way. Question?
We can find her.
Any other one?
I have a question about what you said about Sangha Siddha Bhakti last night. You said that.
I want to tell you, can you make some pictures that
Bhakti Siddhanta
has done?
Have you seen those paintings?
So can you make by my mood? Right? Also, when Krishna is checking Gopi in Govardhan or Barsana, first pay toll tax, and then what is the mood of Gopi? Oh, two pictures.
Do you want to talk about it in detail in India, when we're in India, and then I'll start
Yes,
there?
In India. You should complete first part book.
Gita Govinda.
Yeah, first and then.
Okay.
But preaching, very boldly like you are doing. And also giving the answers to so many, they are arising questions about so many things. What is your question?
Last night you were defining Sangha Siddha Bhakti. On one hand you said that when a pure devotee exhibits the qualities of tolerance, mercy, then that's Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
You should always think, always note down. Everything depends on the mood. and the great tradition of the devotees, what they are thinking and how they are taking. What is Sangha Siddha? For Nitya Siddha, it may be serving, praying, not Sangha Siddha. And what is for gopis there, it may be for Kanishka and Madhyam, that this is Sangha Siddha. So there are some.
So there are different meanings of Sangha Siddha,
yes,
according to the context.
Yes.
Because you also said...
And Sangha Siddha are thousand...
Meanings.
Thousand...
Degrees.
Levels. Sangha Siddha,
okay,
means how? If you are mixing with a Kanishta Vaishnava, a Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam Uttam, Uttam, Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, Uttam Mahabhagavatam, then result will not be the same, Sangha Siddha. So different kind of. It depends on you that how you are taking all this. Nivartta tarsai upagiyamana bausadhat sotri manubhirama. In this council of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdev was telling, and he made all bhakta, even Mayavadi and all others, karmi, jnani, all became. We cannot do. So he is Sangha Siddha of different.
Chaitanya booklets, and he took different parts of scriptures and explained it to people so who were neophytes, so that they could understand. And we would like some of us in Amsterdam, the devotees, would like to continue this.
This is running out of time. Ayesh Prabhu published many monthly like magazines with good instructions in Dutch language, and he sent them here and there, right, to different addresses.
Yes.
And she's asking if we can continue this same to make little booklets or magazine like.
If they can do, you can do. You can translate my books in Dutch language and distribute. It will be more easy. And his books too, you can do.
And your classes,
my classes, my so many books, everything should be done in Dutch language. You can translate, and if money is needed, we can supply. In Dutch, in French, in German, in any language, we will try to help.
Gurudev, is it okay if Shamarani paints the picture to Sri Rupa Manjari Kadarchit Parapadma, the shloka?
Better you should do.
Hey, <Rio. laughs> Someone would be inspired. But when she,
oh,
she is,
oh,
she
all
needs
will be inspired. But
she needs her
abstract.
You spoke last night.
All very inspired.
All inspired. Oh, she's like a baby. Not nothing.
Very high subject.
Very high subject. I could not understand what he spoke. I could not understand. Oh, very high. He was telling me. Operation, I could not. What operation?
The surgeon doesn't understand how the patients feel. He is just administering the medicine and the surgery. Thank you.
I want to ask something about dealing with material desires, because it is said that to become eligible for bhakti, one has to give up all material desires.
What?
but at the same time renouncing artificially, I've heard the heart becomes hardened and even people can become mad for sense gratification, renouncing artificially. How to deal?
Bhakti, in order to qualify oneself to practice bhakti, one has to give up all material desires. And she's telling that it seems that if we give up the material desires, then our heart may become very hard, and then even we become more frustrated, and again we sink into the material attachment.
You should give up worldly desires to bring the service of Krishna. So that is more sweet, more millions of times. And if it will come, all worldly desire will go forever. Even to desire Sarva Vaishnava is there coming. Oh, you are very fortunate. They will never come. If they are empty, then worldly desire again comes. But if that is filled with transcendental anything services, then there is no place that they will return. Understand something?
But our lack of association is always taking that transcendental desire.
Yes.
When it has come.
Oh Krishna, when you will be merciful to me? When I will serve any devotee? I want to do parikrama of Govardhan, that he should be merciful to me. Like so many desires. But if you keep empty and give him a worldly desire, again they will come. Today, no class?
Yeah, but because
you should go and give. Who will give class? You?
Yeah.
After you should go. And also.
Gopi Bhav. So I was confused.
Because he wrote somewhere. But his greed is not so thick. That is it.
But still he has greed for Gopi Bhav?
Yes, because he wants that I should be in Braja. I should be in Braja. But not so thick. Just light.
Mm.
He wants to be in Braja. Even not if in Vrindavan, then Gokul.
Mm.
Where gopis, not gopi, the stool
those
cleaners,
who are
cleaners.
Mm.
Oh, they will take their feet and do like this and
clean their
feet.
Mm-hmm.
Even like that.
Mm.
So he has something.
He is in
because he is our guru.
Mm.
If we have some greed, why he will not have greed?
He's also
because he is my our guru.
But can he attain this?
I cannot say. He may attain. He wants to come to this land, in Braja, and then again being in the guidance of any high class of devotees, Rashik, he may attain.
Mm.
Or in the meantime, he may attain. It may be also. Because so many.
Is he also in Varshana over there?
Varshana, he is.
Like
Parvat. And all pastimes were there. So he has some greed. And Krishna has given himself mantra, Gopal mantra. So it may be.
Thank you.
He has read from my books my explanation and that. And is very strong devotee.
Yeah.
He tries to read and not telling anything.